Hey, good morning. Happy Halloween. Boo. I love Halloween. We're decorating. We got our house with all our houses and our little gnomy guys and pumpkins. And I did a painting the last week at work that we had like a fun work party. That was kind of cool. So yeah, happy month of Halloween. I hope you're doing fun things in this fall. This is my favorite time of year. So I really enjoy the theme and the weather kind of chills out a little bit here. And, you know, it's just before, you know, it's just after summer. So it's nice to calm down and cool down. And it's just before winter where we kind of just shut in for 5 months or whatever it is. I'm not a huge snow guy. So, I mean, I think it's pretty and it's great for Christmas, but I don't ski or snowboard or do anything like that. No snowmobiles, no none of that stuff. So yeah, fall is here. It's in full swing. Some updates. I just finished uploading a 10-song album to Dash Go, so that's exciting. I got, most of the songs are out now anyway, but two new ones, one featuring my daughter singing, so that's always cool. I enjoy putting her stuff out. She's like a featured artist on one of the tracks, so that's pretty cool. But yeah, that'll be the end of November. That'll be out, so any of you that listen to the music that I also create, new stuff coming out. I mean, I have singles coming out before that too, but they'll all be on this album. I like to do that. You know, one of the things that I advise people when you're new is because, you know, and again, like I'm not a big fan of Spotify because I think they put out this vibe that they're here to help the indie. And, you know, I've already discussed that at great length, so I'm not going to do it again, but my release approach is as follows. If you're going to do an album, nobody's going to listen to your whole album unless you're already well established. Then people will listen to every song. You can only pitch one song when you submit to Spotify. So if you want any chance, you know, any micro chance, even if it's, you know, tiny and little, any possible chance at all to get someone to listen, an editorial, one of the curators to listen to one of your songs for an editorial consideration, you can only submit one song per submission, right, for review. So if you put out a 10-song album, you can only submit one song. So my approach has been I just release everything as a single, and then I put an album out, and then I add one new song and submit that one. So then I've given myself 10 chances for them to have listened. Whether they do or not, again, like I said, I've been leaving these, these rather detrimental submissions, you know, they're just being a total douche, but I don't care. They're not doing anything with this stuff anyway. So what difference does it make? I guess worst case scenario, they could just turn my artist account off. But even then, I mean, I really don't make any money off of that stuff anyway. So who gives a shit? I don't have any real following there. It doesn't matter. So if they were to do that, so be it. I have a much greater thing going on over on Apple Music at this point. So I guess I just don't care. And in general on the music thing, like I've said before, I'm not really overwhelmingly like concerned about it because it's not doing anything, you know, and I don't know what else to do with it. And I'm not spending any more money on promoting it and all that stuff. So I've found new hobbies to waste money on, like cryptocurrencies and things like that. So, but anyway, I would suggest if you're releasing an album, a kid reached out to me not too long ago. He's like, hey, I'm going to put this album out. I'm like, well, what you should really do is do one song at a time, you know, every 3 weeks, put out one song, and then do the submissions for each song. And then when you get up to, you know, if you have 7 or 8, let's say you have 8 songs, when you've done the 7th single, then release the whole album and submit the final song. You can do whatever you want, I guess, but that's just how I approach it because I want every possible opportunity to be able to submit to see if I get lucky again. But like I said, it's been well over a year. I'm not getting lucky again. I had my luck and my time in the sun and it's done now. And I am not organically growing at all on Spotify. So I don't give a crap what they do with my stuff over there anymore. I'm more focused on Apple, like I said, and it's not even, you know, I sound butthurt, but it's really not. It's just reality. That's where I'm at over there. So I got to say, I'm like I typically I don't share these podcasts because I think they're just awful and they're mostly for me, like I've said 100 times. But season 2, episode 68 called entitled Level Up. Man, I really like that one. There's some really good stuff in there. So if you're looking for a good episode to dig into and you haven't heard Level Up, that's a good one. I've actually shared that on Facebook and on Instagram and some other places because as I listened through it the other day, I'm like, wow, there's some really good stuff in here. It's not just eclectic, nonsensical ramblings like most of my episodes are. And I really wish that I could find my voice. And I guess you could argue that that is it. You know, it's that I just do whatever. But like I said before, I'm no Joe Rogan. So people even go to his podcast to hear the guests. So I'm not sure it's really about him as much as it is who he's talking to. I mean, like I said before, I pulled back a lot on my criticism of that guy. I think he's got a lot more to offer than what I was just ranting. You know, I'm a very spoiled brat, kind of selfish. You know, I get into these modes where, why can't it happen to me kind of crap. And ultimately, that's no one's fault but my own. I mean, you know, or the fate of whatever my destiny might be. And as ridiculous as that sounds, not everything you do is going to be successful. You know, I mean, take a look at TikTok. Look at the crap that's on TikTok that's wildly successful. I mean, I love TikTok, right? I'm like addicted to it. I watch videos for hours sometimes, just laying in bed trying to get, you know, wind down at the end of the night and stuff. But the stuff that's most popular is either really pretty girls saying that they're ugly and they can't get a date, which is absolute nonsense. You know, something that really struck me there is that I'm shocked how many just super attractive girls there are out there. And I don't know if it's just me and I've gotten older or, you know, what, my tastes have changed. I don't know. But man, there are just, and I'm not talking like bodies, you know, I'm not talking from a physical, sexual standpoint. I'm talking just absolutely gorgeous face. It's just beautiful. Holy crap. But you know, the real downside is you don't really get to know a person from just looking at them. And it's so funny how human beings, you know, at least men, or at least me, let me not speak for everybody. I'll speak for myself. You know, you can very quickly judge somebody from what they look like and just be instantly attracted or unattracted or like or dislike them just based on what they look like. That's such a obvious thing, right? I mean, that's nothing new. It's been going on for probably all time, but it's a really interesting conundrum, word of the day, that, you know, we're so, well, at least men, at least from my point of view, so focused. And, you know, I would argue that these women are full of shit because they're always like, well, I can never find a good man. It's like, well, the problem is you're doing the same thing that we're doing. We're looking at women going, oh my God, you're so beautiful. I've instantly fallen in love with what you look like, even if you're the most toxic, incompatible person for me ever. Like, I would argue that that's my wife. I mean, she's beautiful and I'm very attracted to her, but we, from a personality standpoint, would probably do better to murder each other than anything else. We have nothing in common, no compatibility markers whatsoever. It's awful. I mean, it's a terrible relationship. And I don't mean that in a negative connotative way. I just mean it objectively. It's a terrible relationship. We don't support each other. We're not nice to each other. We don't do anything for each other. There's no physical affection, nothing. And that has nothing to do with the fact that I'm not super attracted to her. I totally am. But she is just so unattractive to me from a personality standpoint. And I would assume that it's the same for her, that she just can't stand me. So that everything else goes right out the window. But it's so funny how we judge people so quickly and just, oh, wow, just from these beautiful girls just prancing around in almost nothing, you know, or scantily clad or whatever. And that's how we feel about it. So I guess that's unavoidable. I mean, what are you going to do? You know, it is what it is. I guess that's how it goes. But I think that's why so many of us are mismatched, is that, you know, you're going by the wrong thing. You're going by some kind of physical attraction that leads you down a path that individual may or may not be in any way compatible with you. And, you know, I guess that brings me back to this recurring topic that I'm going to keep on going with, I think. I just can't seem to stop thinking about it and talking about it, this whole transfer of consciousness thing. I mean, in that regard, then I guess you could really throw out the window the physical piece, because you, in this environment or in this world that you'd be in, you could manifest as anything or anyone, or, you know, so you could find the right person regardless of what they looked like, because they could then look like whatever you want. But then I guess you would have to argue, well, would you feel the same way? I don't know. It's funny. Like, it's such a strange thing. Like, you look at someone and you just instantly have an attraction or a feeling. You have no idea who this person is, what they're about, what their personality is like, anything about their life. And I think that's what's, you know, so simultaneously amazing and destructive about social media is that you're, you know, all at once, you can become wickedly and wildly popular based on what you look like or sound like or act like. But at the same time, you know, nobody really knows anything about you. I mean, what do I know about that site? I have 82 followers. Let me check. Let me see what it says. How many do I have? 83. Ooh, I got a new one. Look at that. So I am crushing it over on TikTok. No question about it. I mean, but I, you know, why would I expect it to do well? I'm an old guy. I put up dumb shit. Nobody wants to see it. You don't, I guess you get the real me. Probably get the more real me here, but I would gather that no one clicks through any of the links or anything like that to go check out anything I'm actually doing. Because God forbid, why would anyone spend any time trying to learn about somebody or get interested in anything that they're passionate or interested in? You want like instant gratification where you just see something. Ooh, I like that. And I think that's, you know, one of the problems, like I said, was saying even women have that. It's that it's not that you can't find the right guy, man. It's that you can't find the right guy that you're attracted to. That's the problem, right? I mean, if you think about it, women are no different than men. There's some kind of attraction that they have to some guy, you know, whoever it is they find either physically attractive or emotionally attractive, whatever it is, there's definitely something there. And if you don't, if it's not there, you're friend zoned, you know, that whole thing. But women, it's the same way for guys. It's just less, let's see, or maybe we're less picky. I don't know what it is. Men are way more visual than women. You know, it's all about the visual, unfortunately. And if you just, it's hard if you don't find someone attractive, even if they're an amazing person. But I would argue that's true for any human being. If you don't find them attractive, whatever your criteria for attraction might be, it doesn't matter. You're not going to get into that person. And that's a real disappointment. And, you know, I see all these women that they're just stunning. I mean, not even like sort of attractive, but like ridiculous, like unequivocally, you know, attractive just by any standard. And they're like, oh, I can't find any good compatible, you know, any good people out there. And it's like, well, and then, you know, there's a billion comments. Well, they're all in the friend zone. It's like, well, you know, you're missing what I'm saying. You know, the problem is that, yeah, that they're in the friend zone, but it's for good reason. I mean, they don't find you attractive. They might like you as a person, but you're not their cup of tea, man. So away you go. So we have, you know, what we end up with is all these opportunities to meet and engage with new people, but we never do it because there's no real attraction there. And I guess that just leaves us all in these, I don't know what you do today, man. I mean, quite frankly, if things don't work out with my wife and myself and we go our separate ways, I'm for sure not going to meet anybody. How in the world is that going to happen? Number one, the things I like to do are strange and unusual. And number two, they're all basically solitary scenarios like this. I'm not going to meet anybody at work. I think we have like three women that work in my office and they're all young, like 25-year-old kids. I mean, what am I going to do with that? Like, even if there were to be some kind of an attraction, what would I do with that? I mean, no offense, but I'm almost 50. There's nothing I'm going to have in common with a 25-year-old person. I don't care how hot you are. That's just ridiculous. I'm not going to want to go out bar hopping and drinking and partying. I mean, I did all that shit for plenty of time. That's, you know, not to say that every 25-year-old is like that, but I think that's too big of a gap. I just can't imagine that would work out for anything more than a physical relationship. And even that would be kind of like, I don't have that kind of energy, man. You know, my wife gives me shit about this stuff all the time. Like, oh, you're so annoying. You always want to have sex. I'm like, no, not really. I don't. It's just, could we do it once in a while? Maybe. I mean, you act like I want to do it every day. That's not the case at all. I have no energy for that shit. But I would like to do it when, you know, I'm a 50-year-old fucking man. I'd like to be able to do things when I'd like to be able to do things. Is there no point in my life where that's going to come back? Everything else is a priority over everything. It's pretty irritating. that the simple things that I want out of a relationship, I can't even have. And it's not even that simple. It's just so infuriating, and I'm so bitter and nasty and angry that I just don't want to spend any time with my wife at all. I mean, it's gotten so bad now, I just can't stand the sight of her. And I know that's horrible to say. It's just, it's irritating. You know, I mean, she gets to do whatever the fuck she wants with whenever she wants with all the money that I make, and I get nothing out of it. I don't get a hug. I don't get a handhold. I don't get kissed. I don't get shit. I get told that I'm a piece of shit because I don't do anything and I don't go out of my way and I don't do all these romantic things for her, but it's a completely one-sided street. I mean, what the fuck do you ever do for me? Absolutely nothing. But tell me what a piece of shit I am, what a loser I am, you know, all these wonderful things that I've just given up. You know, so it's like, what am I? I'm ruined at this point. What am I going to do? Go find somebody that's going to treat me right? I've had to resign myself to the fact that this is what my life is, and this is what it's going to be until I'm dead. Whether I'm with this person or not, I'm not going to find somebody else that's going to treat me well. And even if I do, I'm probably such a bitter piece of shit at this point that who am I going to really find? Who would want to be around me? I mean, I'm just ruined right now. It's been 20 years of this crap. I've had enough, you know? So it really kind of irritates me when I see these young kids whining about the fuck that they can't find. Oh, I can't find somebody. Shut the fuck up. Put yourself in my position and have worked and done all the things that I've done for nearly 30 years and then be in a situation where you're miserable and unhappy. Yay. Yeah. Tell me you don't want to put a bullet in your fucking head every day. Yay. It sucks. It's bullshit. I mean, fortunately, I haven't gotten to that point because I have a lot of drive and ambition. So I just have decided to fill my time with the things that I want to do rather than continually putting off what it is that I like to do in sacrifice for doing things with other people. That just happens to be my family, you know, unfortunately, but it is what it is. I cannot continue to be the only one that ever does anything for anybody. It's just ridiculous. I refuse to continue to be abused in that way. That's the one thing about this I can control. Everything else will put me in a position that's just unthinkable, unfathomable, right? I mean, if I leave all this, all these other things are just, you know, I mean, everything that I've done in my meager, pointless little life has contributed 100% to everything that my entire family has. So I'm not just walking away from everything. Are you kidding me? There's no way I would do that. If I had to leave my house, I would quit my job the next day and be a fucking homeless, because I am not going to continue to pay for someone and give them things after all of that. Are you kidding me? I don't even want to do it now. So I'm not going to let some law tell me that, oh yeah, this is the way it's going to be. Nope. This is not the way it's going to be. I say the way that it's going to be. Listen to what I'm saying. This is how bitter I've gotten. And, you know, you can critique me all you want and tell me, oh, you're in a toxic relationship. Yeah, no shit. I totally know this. But what am I supposed to do? Pack up and leave everything that I've built and worked for my whole life and give it to someone who doesn't even give a shit and then still pay for it? No way. It's just not happening. Anyway, I guess got a little on a tangent there. Apologies. I've had to stop recording like 1,000 times because, God forbid, I want to do anything in my own fucking house where I can have a 20 minutes, 30 minutes of just not being interrupted by people. It's like a literal impossibility here. Between dogs barking and people slamming doors and everything else, it's just, it never ends. But God for fucking bid, I do anything that interrupts anybody else when they're doing something. You know, it's just such a one-sided thing. And I'm so disappointed that I've turned out to be such a bitter, miserable asshole. But you are a product of, you know, your surroundings. And I guess that, you know, maybe that's why I don't feel very fortunate and very, well, what's the word I'm looking for? Very appreciative of the opportunity that I got. You know, I had some heart surgery not, you know, about 6 or 7 years ago, and nothing changed from that. It didn't make my life, you know, my wife appreciate me anymore. She didn't give a crap if I lived or died. It wouldn't have made any fucking difference. You know, and at that point, I realized once and for all, finally and truly, that, you know, I'm in a loveless relationship with someone that doesn't care about me at all. They have no way of expressing themselves. They have no desire to express themselves. They have no physicality whatsoever. There's no emotion. There's just no nothing. And they're super demanding and judgmental and just fucking ignorant. It's just unbelievable. In one breath, I'm told I'm not needed for anything. And then the next minute, they can't get out of their own way and fix or do anything on their own. You know, my daughter's car got hit by a deer. She was driving with my younger daughter. They were getting cookies or I don't know, some whatever they were doing. And it was, you know, it's dark. And like I said, I live out in kind of a rural area. So you get like 10 minutes away from my house and you're in the middle of nowhere. So they're driving home and a whole bunch of deer jolt out and cross the road. So they stopped, fortunately, and they're thinking everything's fine. And then the final straggler comes in and just pounds into the side of the car and hits the driver's side mirror. And the thing explodes off the side of the car and it's broken. So, you know, I work now. I'm not at home anymore. I'm in an office. So I can't just do all this crap that used to be taken for granted. So now my wife has to chip in and do something and go actually do things on her days off because she only works 3 days a week. So she scheduled she didn't listen to me. I said, you know, because like I said, I just wrecked I bumped my car. So I just had it fixed somewhere and it's right up the street. I'm like, just take it up there. I had it was a pain in the neck, but they did the right thing. And I think they're a good place. So just take it up there. Nope. Had to go find somewhere else and waste an entire, I don't know, 3 days backing forthing with somebody that was charging triple the amount. And I'm like, wow, that seems awful. And only when other people, like I was even like, I don't care, just do it because I don't want to hear about it. Just solve the problem, right? I don't care if it's $350 for a $50 mirror. Just get it done because we need this fixed, right? And so then she posted something on Facebook, of course, and got consensus from a group of strangers, of course, and then listens to them. And does finally, oh yeah, it's too much. That's way too expensive. I'm like, so, I said, just take it up to the place. And she makes an appointment. And that was a big accomplishment. And then I had to take the fucking thing up there yesterday because she forgot when it was and was out doing something else. I'm like, Jesus Christ, you got to be kidding me. It's like I work every day of my life. It's unbelievable. So long story short, I had to solve even for that. And man, my wife's like 44, I think at this point, 43, 45, something like that. I don't know. And you would think that at this point in her life, she would also be a grown up and be able to make decisions and be able to do things. But nah, why would you think that? But of course, you know, I'm the useless one. I'm the piece of shit that does nothing, that they don't need me here. But apparently nobody can do anything here. It's, you know, God forbid anyone can do anything for themselves. It's fucking ridiculous. And I guess if I'm talking about my kids, then that part I'm at least half to blame for because, you know, I'm a parent. So if they're in that scenario, then that's not all on her. But the fact that my wife can't get out of her own way and do anything without me giving her permission or making the decision is ridiculous. If I'm so useless and meaningless, just make the decision. What do you need me for? Nothing. Clearly. Our sink broke the other day. Guess who got to fix that? Yeah, not my wife, me. It must be a man job. You know, you fucking women, I got to tell you, I'm not like a woman hater or anything, but I am sick and tired of women that just feel like that nothing is their job and everything should be the man's responsibility. I got to make all the money. I got to provide all the, you know, everything that you need to live, all the insurance, pay all the bills, provide all the cars, make all the decisions, do all the friggin' handiwork. I mean, what the fuck do you think I am? I'm just a regular person here, man. I don't know why you think this is, you know, the standard is what that is. That's crazy. Who was able to do that? Where did the teamwork go? Now, maybe you're in a relationship where you have a team player. And if that's the case, then go buy your wife some flowers or your husband some flowers or whatever, because you're very lucky because not everybody has that. A lot of people are probably like in my situation where the burden is all on you to do everything and nobody gives a shit. Nobody ever says thank you. Nobody ever does a fucking thing for you. It's just expected that you do everything and shut up about it and never expect a thank you or any kind of appreciation. It's just the expectation. And it's no wonder to me, you know, I see statistics on TikTok all the time about how men, you know, off themselves so much more frequently than women. It's like, well, of course, doesn't that make sense to you? I mean, if you had to carry the weight of everything for your whole fucking life, wouldn't you at some point get tired of doing it and just have had enough? I mean, how much abuse do people have to take before they just off themselves? It's ridiculous. Anyway, that's where I'm at. It's really counterproductive. I go through these moments where, you know, I feel pity for myself and ooh, poor me. You know, it's pathetic. I realize that. And I know this episode was yet another complete failure, other than to express myself to myself so I can go back and listen to this and wonder what the hell I'm doing and why I'm doing this still. You know, this thing called life is what I'm talking about. Why am I living when I know clearly what the answer is? Why am I still doing this? Who knows? You know, I just don't want to be bothered with all of the shit that's going to come along with what is the actual solution to this, because I know it's going to make me so mad. It's going to make it worse. And I don't want to, I just want to ignore it and pretend like it's not there. I think that's another good thing about why I'm not working from home anymore, is at least I'm not, on the one hand, it's irritating because things like this that I love doing and enjoy doing and have the freest mind when I just have the time to do it, that, you know, I make great, much better episodes when I'm not pressured and feel like people are listening to me and making noise and I got to stop every 5 minutes because the dogs are barking or doors are slamming or, you know, people are doing whatever they're doing, just not giving a crap that I'm trying to do something. Or I spend money and isolate my room down here and make it into a real thing, a real studio room. And then I don't have to worry about any of that stuff anymore. But yeah, I mean, I have way better episodes and way a much clearer mind when I'm not being distracted and disrupted every friggin' 5 minutes. It's super irritating. Like you can't tell in here, but there have been at least 15 interruptions, meaning I've had to stop talking 15 times and wait for dogs to stop barking, people to stop making noise, lawnmowers to stop. It's just really, you know, just aggravating. But I'll be the asshole if I don't go hiking with everybody. You know, even though today's my last day, I'm not off tomorrow. I don't have tomorrow off. So I don't get an extra day to just kick around and do whatever. But, you know, nobody seems to give a shit that I don't have any time to do the things that are rewarding for me in life. It's just I have to continue to give up and sacrifice for everybody else. And I'm just plain tired of it, which is why I don't participate in most things anymore, because it's just not worth my time. And, you know, how many times have I brought that up on these episodes where, you know, time is everything. It's the most valuable thing we have. And if we just waste it, then what was the point? You know, so I'm done. At least for as much as I can control wasting my time doing things I don't want to do. There are things, of course, that I have to do, but I'm sick and tired of wasting my time, especially with people that don't give a shit one way or another. My wife doesn't give a fuck if I go or not. So why would I go? Her parents don't like me. So why would I go? I don't need to see people and spend time, my time, with people that don't like me. Our kids aren't little anymore. I don't have to put up a good front so it makes it look all nice. They're all older. And if they don't get it by now, they're never going to get it. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like everything is all wonderful when it's a complete disaster, and it's not. And, you know, maybe this is just the way I see it and it's my perspective on it. But again, it's my perspective and I'm entitled to that. And I should be able to be surrounded and be around some people in my life that actually care about me. And I don't have that. And it's pretty frustrating. You know, I mean, my mother is supposed to be this wonderful, loving person, and I never hear from the woman ever. My father, who he and I don't really have a good relationship, is the only one that ever calls me just to talk. So, I mean, what kind of fucked up shit is that? That's crazy. You know, it's like, my goodness, what kind of world did I don't know, what did I do to get to this point? And look, I'm not saying that I have it the worst out of anybody. I'm sure there's plenty of circumstances that people are in that are way worse than mine. I'm not saying that. I'm just, this is my podcast and I can whine and cry about my own life if I want to. And I understand if that means you don't want to listen to it. But, you know, again, I do these things predominantly for me because I enjoy listening back and kind of reflecting on what I've said in the heat of the moment. Because right now, as I'm saying all this crap, I can't really be analytical about it. I can only really just say stuff. And then I'll go back and listen and try to learn and take something from it. So a lot of these are going to be really counterproductive to listen to for you potentially, because unless you have similar circumstances, they're not really going to do much for you. You know, this is a lot about, it's all about me. Baby Garrett. Yep, it's all about me. I don't know what to say. I guess I'm a selfish ass. You know, what are you going to do? This is part of who I am as a person. And this is what I turn into when I'm feeling the way that I feel all the time. I've just had enough. I don't know if you feel this way in your life, and I hope that you don't, because it's not a very productive feeling. Especially, you know, on a beautiful day like this, it would be just wonderful to want to go out and enjoy time with your family. But I'm almost so spiteful now. I don't want to do it for all the wrong reasons as much as the right reasons. And I need to spend time by myself, just because otherwise I'm just a miserable prick to everybody, and who wants to be around that, right? But again, that's all my fault. I don't know. Okay, that's going to do it. This was a pretty sourpuss episode. Sorry about that. I'll try to do better in the upcoming week, but hopefully you'll have a good day. If you're off tomorrow, enjoy Columbus Day. And I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.